WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1989, Amy Heckerling became one of the two most successful female directors in the history of the movies, the other being Penny Marshall, who had made Big the previous year. Heckerling's box office smash was Look Who's Talking. But film buffs might have remembered her better for her influential first feature, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, made in 1982 about a Southern California high school. Now in her new movie, she's gone back to high school again, this time in Beverly Hills. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Clueless.
Why, you want to know? Why in the dead of August are we reviewing a high school movie whose ads make it sound like Beverly Hills 90210 meets the Brady Bunch, and whose star is most famous for looking pouty in Aerosmith videos? Well, actually, Clueless is a lot of fun. And if you want a more highbrow answer, believe it or not, it's a surprisingly faithful adaptation of Jane Austen's classic novel, Emma. As in Austen's book, the heroine is the beautiful and gifted daughter of a doting but distracted father. She's a woman of privilege, and she has a little too much time on her hands. In most high school movies, she would be the hated class princess who gets the handsome but mindless boy all the other girls want. She'd spend most of her time reigning over her clique and making fun of passing misfits and nerds. But in Clueless, as in Emma, our heroine turns out to be the soul of generosity. Her name here is Cher, and when she sees a skaggy new girl like Ty, who has frizzy hair and couldn't find her way to class without a map, she sees not an opportunity for mockery, but a project. Someone whom Cher can make over into that most rarefied of creatures, a popular girl. Along the way, of course, Cher has to deal with, like, school. But she has a knack for that, too, even though she doesn't know anything about anything. For instance, here's her class lecture on American immigration problems.
So, okay, like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? People came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, squish in extra play settings, and, like, people were on mismatched chairs and all. But by the end of the day, it was, like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians.
Alicia Silverstone may not be an actress of great range, but everything she does as Cher is at once funny and ineffably graceful. And who knows where she might wind up. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, among the callow newcomers crushing beer cans over one another's heads were Jennifer Jason Leigh, Forrest Whitaker, Nicolas Cage, and Sean Penn. Clearly, Heckerling has an eye for talent, and she has a terrific ear, too. She wrote Clueless's screenplay, and not only does it do Emma proud, it's a hilarious excavation of Beverly Hills high school talk. Some authentic, some obviously made up from scratch, all of it delicious. But perhaps what's most beguiling about Clueless is its sweetness of spirit. At the movies, power and privilege are generally the repository of evil, but in Clueless they become the vehicle of altruism, which, oddly enough, is the movie's real subject, how to make a difference in an indifferent world. If we must have message movies, this is the best kind. In Clueless, Amy Heckerling doesn't just sweeten the pill, she wraps it in cotton candy.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.